We heard a very loud commotion, lots of shouting on Tottenham Court Road and coming from the building opposite. So we went to the window, we looked across, and a window on the fifth floor had been smashed, and there were three guys at the window shouting. Three separate individuals shouting that they were going to be throwing stuff out of the window.
Can you tell us what those three looked like? Was there one that was throwing more?
There's one guy in quite a bright blue shirt that was throwing more than anything else, and he shouted down, "I'm going to throw stuff out the window, make sure nobody's down there to get hurt." And it seemed to us as though they were being made to do it against their will.
The two others that were with him at the window
him as well.
Now, that lasted for, what, around about half an hour or so?
No, that lasted for maybe about 15 minutes, and police turned up on Tottenham Court Road pretty rapidly, and armed police were on the scene pretty quickly as well. And after about 10, 15 minutes of throwing computer equipment, office furniture out the window, it went quiet for a couple of minutes, and then these three guys appeared at the ground floor entrance to the building.
This was after armed police had entered the building itself. So
they hadn't entered the building, right. They'd surrounded the building from what we could see. The guys appeared on the ground floor with their arms raised, and they're just shouting, "We were being made to do it."
This was as they were leaving the building to the police that were waiting with their hands in the air. So from what you saw at that point, it appears that at least three individuals were inside the building with the individual the police are most interested to be speaking to.
And those three had obviously been let go. They were the people that were throwing stuff out of the windows. And then they appeared, had been let go, and there's still someone in the building.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. From your vantage point, was there any way of you telling whether there were... We've had reports of perhaps as many as four individuals still being inside.
We have no idea. We couldn't see. We could only see the people at the windows who were throwing, as I say, office furniture and computers out of the windows.
And the people that you saw at the windows were those
were the
that
same
were
that
the
appeared
same
on the ground
that,
floor.
That left the building. Yeah. So tell me exactly what happened after that point. You probably had a better vantage point than most.
Well, the police were on the scene fairly quickly, and it wasn't long before someone appeared on our floor and asked us to evacuate the premises.
What did they tell you at the time?
They didn't say anything. They just told us all to leave the building, and a cordon was going up around the building. I noticed the cordon's doubled in size.
So in the past kind of couple of hours,
it's doubled in size since we first left the building.
And when the police were arriving on scene, what type of police, if you understand what I'm asking, were they uniform?
Everything. There was from just regular police cars to armed police with rifles. A fire engine appeared on the scene at one point. Tottenham Court Road is fairly chocker with police and fire vehicles.
And the three individuals that left the building with their hands raised saying we were forced to do it, what happened to them once they came out?
They were, policemen ran across the road to meet them and shepherded them into another building, I believe to be one of the shops next door to the building, to get them out of sight, I think.
And now you are essentially just waiting to hear whether or not...
We're just waiting to hear whether we can go back into the building.
I mean, how many people were, for example, evacuated from your office itself? I mean, it's the number of office buildings around here, quite substantial in size.
Just from our two floors, about 100 people.
So
fairly quick. It was 15, 20 minutes after we first noticed it. It was obviously serious because the police were evacuating all the premises.
You work in this area, you'll have seen people streaming out of their buildings. Yeah. With the kind of the expansion of this cordon, I mean, we must be looking at substantially into four figures in terms of the number of people evacuated from here.
Easily. There's a lot of people work around here, and as I say, they've increased the size of the cordoned off area, probably doubled it in the last hour.